The WSU health researchers analyzed basic data collected from elementary school-aged children: age, height, weight, whether they qualified for free and reduced-price lunches, and they made some extrapolations. Pablo Monsivais is an associate professor in WSU's Nutrition and Exercise Physiology program in Spokane. He's one of the lead authors of the study.
Our headline findings actually were kind of good news, bad news. So overall, we found that the percentage of kids who were obese in our Spokane Public School District was about 15.5%.
That, he says, is lower than the national average of 18.5%. On the other hand,
our schools in Spokane that serve low-income families had prevalence of obesity of nearly 20%, whereas the more affluent elementary schools had prevalence of obesity of about 9%.
Monsivais says the study doesn't explore why those statistics, especially the last one, are as they are, but he suspects the factors include good nutritional food is often more expensive, and some of the city's elementary schools are surrounded by arterials, making them less inviting walking destinations. He says his team may continue to track the information in coming years to spot trends. He credits the health district and school district for a public education program that encourages children to walk to school with their parents or neighbors. And he says the Spokane School District is working to improve the nutritional value of meals served at school. The study by Monsivais and his colleagues was published late last week in the Journal of Community Health. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.